All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Correct Me.
If
I'm
wrong.
The number one podcast in the world right now. It literally was hashtag where is Correct Me If I'm Wrong crew. And we are back with season two.
Dope.
I like it.
We're excited. And you know what's crazy is that we were on a roll there, right? We were getting our episodes in.
Yeah.
It was clicking. Our views were going up. We had celebrities calling in wanting to get on the show. And
We had to tell Kim Kardashian, no, no.
Yeah, not right now.
Not right now.
Yeah, she's a little too small for us.
Yeah. No. I couldn't even pretend on that one.
But yeah, it's good to be back here. How you guys been? Oh, I am here with Nay.
What do you want me to say?
You gotta let the people know your voice.
You're here.
Dev.
What up?
And everyone's favorite, Mesa Lou.
Yo.
Didn't you just legally change your name to Mesa Lou?
Nope.
Stop lying. I was there.
Why were you there?
For support.
You can write your name, Dev. All right, so we're here to kind of just give an update on what our lives are like these past 2 or 3 months as we've had to kind of take a break from life, basically. It's everything that's
life
been
on pause.
Kind of going on. So just like our last video, we're really not going to shoot out any facts or any, you know, thing like that as far as what's going on. We're really just going to say again how it's updated us here locally, individually. So, yeah. So we'll start with the man of the hour, Mr. D. Fawn.
What's up, guys? It was crazy during this time because even though we're supposed to be quarantined or isolated, there was really not much to do. You were really free to go out and do whatever, but there wasn't much to do. All I did was just go to the grocery store. Or then I went to work sometimes because I got to work from home, but I go inside to the building sometimes. But there really that wasn't much to do, man. It was just you had to second think everything every time you were going to someplace. Were y'all, how was it for y'all? What about you, Mason?
For y'all. I like it. What's funny is like, so you and me had a conversation about the whole thing, right? You were like, hey, there's three levels of how we're living this. And you were like, I'm living it super carefully, as for like Patrick, right? And then you're like, Devin's taking it somewhat serious. He's like, and then you're living completely wild.
Yeah, Mason, you were the wild
out
one.
Like a freaking hey, what are you doing? Oh, my. Oh, you can hear in the background.
He's like, I'm getting a haircut.
None of that's true. I got one haircut.
You got two haircuts. You got a haircut before they did it, and then you got a haircut recently.
Yeah.
Two haircuts.
Okay, two haircuts. One before they shut everything down.
Yeah, but one it was already, it was like, we're about to shut down this weekend. And right. Like, I got to get there now.
Yes. Yes, I was smart. I got it in before things shut down, okay? And then secondly, once they said barbershops were open, I was like, I'm going to get a haircut. I'm like, Patrick, I can't rock a fro. Okay? But other than that, I didn't go anywhere. I didn't do anything. I was pretty much home consistently. I didn't even go to the grocery store. I ordered my groceries, and they would just leave it at the doorstep, and I'd bring them in, and that was pretty much it.
So it was probably the safest.
I didn't go anywhere, literally nowhere.
You went out of town.
Now.
It's open. It's not open.
This is the peak time.
This is the peak. Wait.
So I am scared. I've been scared. I was scared from the very beginning. I'm still scared. Okay. So the only thing that I do is as soon as I was allowed to get my lashes done, I did. And what else? Oh, and my eyebrows. Because I feel bad. Okay. Not so it's scared, like loyalty. You know, you have the loyalty to your girls. So, you know, their small businesses are going down. So I got to support them. So that's what I did.
Yeah, so, a lot of businesses are going down. It's crazy.
Yeah. So I have to support them while as soon as I can. They were ready for me. And it's so just a small little place. It's like one person in there and that's it. And you wear your mask. She wears her mask. One person. Oh, and they did change it, though. You have to text them when you get there. You have to text her and then they call you up. Shout out, Ruby. Go get your brows, Odessa.
Whoa, we're not. Hey, whoa. She did not pay for that segment at all.
Someone owes some sponsors.
Yep. All you're going to hear is beep in the middle of that.
Shout out, beep.
Like in the podcast. Uh-huh.
It's gonna be like shout is gonna be my voice. Okay, B production.
Hey, yeah. But if she pays up, we'll let it play.
It's all like the guy that you watch, the funny one on YouTube.
Yeah, can't say his name. We don't want to
sponsor. We're not sponsoring him.
We can't give him money.
We're taking this seriously this season. This season, you need to pay to get on this show.
He has a lot of money.
We're not even saying each other's names.
Things got real, real.
You sellouts.
My name's not even Dev.
Yeah, his name is.
But I was I got my hair cut too, but it was whenever businesses started to reopen.
Yeah, so, but you gotta think though, this is like immediately, like it's like business reopened and Devin's like, all right, go ahead, check in barbershop. Oh,
I did the same thing.
Yeah. That fro was I was getting a headache, man. Too much hair.
I wasn't getting a headache. I was just tired of looking at myself like that. Man, I look terrible.
But it was similar. Like you had to set an appointment. Like I called what? Usually when I called my barber, she says, oh, you can come in the next day. Yeah, you come in 11. Now it's I called one day. It's like, oh, I can get you like in 3-4 days because it's literally by appointment. And when you go up to the barbershop, you have to wait outside. Uh-huh. They can only go in there if your barber is ready. So it was crazy. Everyone was just like waiting out for an hour just to you had to be there by your appointment time. But even after that, you had to wait for an hour or so.
Oh, I didn't have to wait, but you do have to, like, it's one person.
Yeah, but you didn't have to wait because you had an appointment.
Yeah,
I did have an appointment. Oh, you had an appointment. I did, but I had to wait like after because she was still cutting hair.
Oh, okay.
And so they sanitized really good. Yeah, after you,
it's taking longer because cleaning and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean I haven't gone out to eat. No bars, no clubs.
I really
still
miss that.
Like I do miss the going out to eat.
Yeah,
yeah,
not me.
But maybe in like 3 months.
That was family time.
But Patrick's probably been the safest.
Oh,
there was like a week that went on, and we went to go pick up food, and I stepped outside. Tony, I was like, this feels like the apocalypse. How long it's been since I've breathed this air. And I was like, oh my god, run! Every time, like if I like I'm walking to my car and I see someone pull up, I'm like, hurry up, Nate! Come on, hurry up, hurry up!
I know. I went by. I came over on Friday, and then he saw him. Was like, damn, you got darker. I don't know if it's just because I haven't seen you in a while, but you got darker.
Yeah, man, I'm super careful.
Yep.
Not gonna lie.
Careful, probably even an understatement.
Nobody can see right now, but I'm rocking a fro because I haven't got a haircut in a really long time. And I don't know when I'll get a haircut, so it's gonna be a little bit. It'll probably be a really long time before I step into a restaurant, less forced upon. Really long time before I step into a movie theater. We were talking about that. It'll probably be a long time before I step into a movie theater. Yeah.
And gym.
And it'll probably be a really, 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 I thought about this on the way over here, a really long time before I step into like a buffet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's probably one of the last places I would go. I might never reach a buffet again.
Because that's the worst until it's like.
Oh. I can't remember the last time I've been to a buffet.
It's very rare that I go to a buffet unless it's a Chinese buffet, but.
And they're closed still because all the other restaurants are open or like, you know, opening up at 25% or doing curbside. They're just closed, like the Chinese food places over there in Big Spring.
Yeah, I mean, luckily for me, then we were, I was able to, you know, work from home, so I don't have to go to work, you know, like a lot of people who do and have to wear masks. Oh, and the one time I did go to a grocery store, I was with my mom, and like, we wore masks, and like, I'm all nervous the whole entire time. Somebody was coughing, and me and my mom were like, hurry, take a big breath. We're like, hurry, go run by them, walk by them real quick. Yeah, those masks are terrible, so shout out to everyone, you know, that has to wear those on a daily basis to get by. You deserve, well, not Mesa.
That was rude. I have to wear it every day.
Everyone else deserves, you know, some
those
toughness.
Those things suck, man. My ears are on fire still. Yeah. They hurt so bad.
Do you guys have like the real, like the actual, I don't know, the
N95?
N95 ones?
I don't know. It's just a blue and white, like medical looking.
Man, I don't think that is.
So they say the N95 ones are intense. Like, imagine what you're doing. They say it's a lot worse because it's like almost like suction cupped on your face. Oh. And you can, because you can barely breathe with the regular ones, because that's the one I wore when I went out. They said the other one's really hard to breathe because it lets in smaller particles. So, yeah, no, I couldn't imagine doing that all day.
It's bad. I've had customers be like, are you okay? You're breathing really hard. I'm like, I can't breathe.
It's like, he's like, ears are blue.
No, they're probably like, please don't be sick. Please don't be sick.
Oh, I bet.
No, like I'm like talking to them and like, I'm like pitching something, right? I'm like, oh yeah, this and that. And I'm like, and they're like, do you need to sit down? I'm like, I can't breathe.
Yeah, no, shout out to those guys that do that because I can't.
Although, I did go to the grocery store one time when we, my parents were here one time. And I was walking down the aisle, and there was a mom, and she had a little kid in her basket. And the kid, I don't know, is probably like, I don't know, three maybe. Mm-hmm. And she's sitting in the basket. She's got a little mask on, cute little mask, right? Cute little girl. She's sitting there. And I'm walking past, and I just kind of I looked over at them, and I just happened to notice them. And the little girl grabs her mask and lifts it over her face and is like,
ran down the aisle. It's like, that's not how it works.
I was like, supposed to keep it on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think it's so crazy, like the first time walking into like a CVS, no, a grocery, no, just a convenience store, and seeing the glass thing, that was so weird. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
I always ask every time when I go into a store, like a 7-Eleven or something like that. Oops, sorry, sponsorship.
Sponsored.
Sorry. Every time I go in there, I ask, oh, so what do y'all think of the glass thing? It's like, yeah, it's all right. I can't really hear anybody whenever they're trying to ask me something. I can't hear anybody. So, like, well, how long are you going to have for? I don't know.
I would be surprised if they take them off. Like, I think this might be, like, a lot of things you're seeing might be a thing that's just going to be implemented forever. Like, it might be something kind of here to stay.
You think so? Like for I think 2 years?
Like? Yeah, I think so. I think with like these grocery stores or even like Walmart, HEB and stuff like that are like capsuling the cashiers in this little glass box. I don't think you invest all that to build those up to just take them down eventually. I think that this may be something that's going to stick around for a decent amount of time.
I think the grocery stores are calming down. They weren't like how they used to, but you saying about the glass thing, I don't think that would hurt, like keeping them up there.
Yeah, yeah, really, I get that they'll open up, but we're not going to stick to lines outside and stuff like that. Yeah. That'll go away. But like these, as far as materialistic things that they're putting in, I think would probably be here to stay. And it was funny, the other day we went to go get water, like fill up all my water jugs. And like whatever, we're filling up the water and we go back in and I'm like searching. She's like, what are you looking for? I'm like, my Germex. And she's like, you just press one button. I was like, I know, you don't know what that one button is. So yeah, no, it's intense. The fear is real, guys.
The fear is real.
To put gas, sanitize.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if I've put in gas since.
I only went to the grocery store one time at 7 in the morning for like 2 hours. That's it.
You were there for 2 hours?
Uh-huh. A lot of stuff. Spent $200.
Oh, I can do that in 20 minutes.
I like how you were like, spent $200.
Yeah. Market Street, HEB. Nah, I'm not about that life. Neither Walmart. Sorry. Sorry. There's just too many people. I'm scared. I'm just scared to, I guess, spread it to somebody. I guess I feel like my body could hack it, but like to spread it to like the boys. I just feel like Patrick with his breathing already, that's scary too.
I think what sucks is if you don't know you have it. Yeah. Because they don't have, I really want that test to come out to know that what if someone does have it and they don't know? Because they could just be walking around. And that's what makes it hard for people like to just do anything. Because you don't know. You could just be fine and healthy one day and you're at work trying to help out. And then you're just passing along to everybody.
Okay. That got real.
Oh, my bad.
So we're being on the lighter side.
Serious there.
Oh, okay. So like what do you think that it's like... I guess made, what has it affected you, like changed, like made better?
Made better, huh?
Yeah, like what? Oh, like me. Like.
I really enjoy the fact that more people are germ conscious now. You know, like I'd assume more people are washing their hands and I see at least a little more people with masks. And so, yeah, it's always a plus.
I think I've seen less people with masks lately.
Yeah. Well, I don't really go outside. I don't really know. Mason does. I'm at work. But, that and like I would again like I don't go outside, I don't know, but shaking hands I would assume is a thing that's kind of I don't really see that like on TV and stuff, people going up and shaking each other's hands.
Yeah,
it's another good thing. So
when I picked up stuff, you know how you can at Target you can like park and pick up things, that's what I've been doing if I need like toys or something. And the people are just like nothing. They're going in threes now. They have their kid like nothing. They don't have masks. They're like nothing now.
I think people are starting to loosen up again and starting to get back a little more to...
I think so too, yeah. So what are the small things you guys have enjoyed while having to just be home?
Spend time with my family. Like more time. Spend more time with my family. I realized Like, I kind of missed work. Like, I worked from home, and I, you know, there was some stuff that I missed from work. But, you know, sometimes I go to work, it's like, man, it's just dragging on with the day. But it gave me, like, a better, you know, like, a, how would you say it? Like, a better appreciation. Gave me appreciation of work. The gym. I missed the gym badly. It was like,
this guy he met the other day.
Oh, I mean,
yeah, GYM. G-Y-M. But it was.
Wait, for someone to spell their name.
But you know, it's just one of those things. I realized that was one of the things that kind of kept me just like my stress reliever. Like, it was really like, I know I said that before in other in other episodes, but it really was.
You try to really bring that in every episode.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, I work out, ladies. Episode 3, yeah, I work out. Episode 7, yeah, I work out. Episode 10, yeah, I've been working out. Devin, we're not talking about that today. Yeah, well, I worked out.
What do you want me to do? Not say it?
They need to know. That's good. But that's true. Yeah. But that's some of the stuff I missed. And then just, you know, just worry about spreading it. You know, like, just in case I don't know if I have it or not, or if I could, you know, I don't know. No, but you know, like, just being second, like coming around my friends, you know, like, I miss my friends, and I had a second, you know, second think everything being around my friends. So that was the stuff I kind of missed, stuff like that.
Yeah. I miss having a good selection of toilet paper when you go to the grocery store, you know? I would always go between different toilet paper brands, try different ones. And now you just got to snag what's up there, you know?
And the couponing.
Couponing. I was getting in a row with some couponing here.
You already had a stock?
No, I'm not out of stock, but we were stocking up, and it was looking good.
Yeah.
But now I'm getting into my stock, which kind of sucks.
That's bad. I was just going to say that I started doing my hair a different way each day, and I was a lot of Snapchats. I kept sending them every day to Patrick, and I would be like, oh, look at this hair today. This one's called this. And so I learned how to do my hair.
Oh, that's cool. Looks different.
And then the gym thing, like Devin, I missed the gym, but I started like motivating myself, because at first, I don't know about you guys, but we were eating a lot. Were you eating a lot?
Oh, yeah.
We were like every day, almost like emotionally eating, like, oh, this is, I don't know, just like everything, eat.
Like, there was nothing to do, so all I do was eat.
I would eat super late, too. We'd be playing, like, Call of Duty, and I'm like, beep, and I'm eating some up.
I was like, are you making pizza rolls? What's happening? It's like 4 a.m.
Yeah, I was also eating super late.
But this past, like, 2 weeks, I started back up working out. Like, not at the gym, but, like, on my own, so that's good. Because I'm over it. Enough of this eating.
I enjoyed having some time to just kind of hang out with Logan. We'd go outside and play fetch, and I'm sure he enjoyed having me home more because he'd go out every single day.
Oh, Logan's his son. For everyone who doesn't
know. He's 2 years old, and he has 4 legs.
So your son.
Yeah, pretty much. He has blue eyes. I don't know where he got it from. But yeah, he enjoyed having me home. That was cool. I got a chance to spend a lot of time with him. Gaming, I feel like we got a ton of gaming done.
We did get a lot of cool gaming in.
You know, I didn't realize how much we were gaming until, like, I talked to some people at work about it. I was like, yeah, we started, like, 10 at night and then, like, played to, like, 5 a.m. And I was like, oh, my God. That is so much time. They're like, that's a long time. Yeah, no, I know. It's crazy. That was cool, though.
That was fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun there.
We, like, never did that before this, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like at the same time, we didn't have that much time either.
That is true.
Yeah. I did miss work when I was quarantined. I for like 10 seconds, and I got back to work. I was like, that's why I was happy being home. But it was nice getting out again and just kind of seeing other people other than my dog. That was nice.
You'll never hear me say I missed work. That's one positive that came out of here, that I'm glad to be home. I do work from home, but I love it. I'll take that rather than having to see people that I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do miss, like, being able to go, like, on our small trips. We were saying the other day, like, man, we would go to Lubbock and randomly go to Dallas and, you know, stuff like that. And that's kind of cool. I miss being able to sit at a restaurant that I don't know what's on the menu.
Yes.
Like, being able to look at, like, a brand new menu and be like, oh, man, this tea sucks. Like, I miss complaining. I'm just kidding.
Where were we with the world's famous, what was it?
Oh, the world's famous sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
It wasn't in Lubbock. It was in
Leveland.
Leveland. Yes. And we pull up to this small, like, mom and pop shop that the only sign they have that says the world's best sweet tea.
Yes.
All right. Or it says Texas is best sweet tea. Texas, and that's basically the exact same claim, yeah, right? Same Texas has the best sweet tea. Anyways, but a disclaimer, I don't really like, I'm not a huge sweet tea fan because sweet tea is a little too much for me, right? I like not as sweet tea, right? A little disclaimer before we get into the story. So we walk into this restaurant and I order tea and I drink in. Mace orders, I don't even know what Mace orders.
I got sweet tea.
He
too.
Normally gets like apple juice. It's like,
where are you getting that information from?
So then I drink this sweet tea and I'm like, man, this is sweet, dude. I was like, this is way too sweet. And so typically I'll drink, you know, whatever it is. So I finished it and she came out to give me a refill. And I was like, hey, can I get like a Sprite? And she goes, a Sprite? And I was like, yeah. She goes, okay. And she gets my cup.
The look on this girl's face.
And then some other lady comes out, right? And she's like, she puts a drink down. She goes, can I ask you something? And I was like, yeah, sure. She's like, I'm the manager here. And is there something wrong with the tea? And I was like, oh. I'm not a huge sweet tea fan. Like, okay. And she had turned around. I was like, oh, she took very offense to that.
They were both very offended.
How dare you?
The stuff whole like town that. Of Leveland was offended.
Yeah. They had to like cross it out on their sign. Yep. But yeah, those are the small things I miss. Or like, you know, we talked about this the other day when we went to a trip. Right. Another little funny story. When we were all on this, when we went to Houston or Dallas, wherever we went last time, who knows?
Yeah, Houston.
And like I have this weird thing and I don't understand what triggers and what doesn't, but when I go outside sometimes my eyes burn bad.
Oh,
like,
I remember that.
They will burn and yep. like there's a difference, and I get some people are probably like, oh, it's just because it's the sun. No, there's a difference between like it's the sun and like, oh, the sun's in my eyes, but they'll like burn. It literally feel like soaps in my eyes, like it's burning, and it happens rarely, and I don't know, understand what triggers it. I'm going to get all kind of messages from doctors. Anyways, this particular instance, and sometimes it'll happen even when I'm driving to work, my eyes will burn and I'm having to like, I'll get to work and my eyes look like they're just bloodshot red.
Yeah.
Anyways, in this particular time, like, my eyes are burning and I'm looking down, I'm like closing my eyes, but they'll just burn. It literally feels like soap to my eyes. And I'm like, does someone have any sunglasses? And I see Devin reach for the top of his little cubby, right? And he presses it. He takes out sunglasses. I was thinking, thank God. And then he puts them on himself. I'm like, what? What? He goes, oh, sun was in my eyes.
The and I was disrespect.
Like, what are you doing? He didn't even care that the sun was in his eyes until I mentioned something. Then all of a sudden, he's like, oh, thanks for reminding me.
I can't do
that. I can't see. Yeah. So it's like stories like that, you know, that we miss.
I have nothing. I was driving and I didn't even think about it. He just said, hey, he's got sunglasses. I wasn't even paying attention. Oh, sunglasses. Yeah. Let me get them out. Oh, thanks, Patrick. Man, I'm going to drive. The sun's in my eyes. We're good to go.
Blood coming out of my eyes.
I can see so much better now.
Everyone's just staring at me like, dude, how dare you?
Mason thought, here you go, buddy.
Mason gave me his fancy sunglasses. Yep.
$500. No, I don't know.
Oh, they're like $250.
So, yeah. Shame on you.
Yeah.
I almost forgot that story.
I just remembered the other day because my eyes were burning at one time. I was like, oh my God, my eyes. And then it reminded me of Devin letting my eyes burn.
I know. He was like, oh, my eyes are burning. Do you got sunglasses? You know what sucked though? The movies. Remember we had like movies to plan to go to? Like today was Fast Furious 9 and then beforehand. What was
Quiet
it?
Place 2. Quiet Place. And we're going to see the double feature. They're going to show 1 and 2. And it's funny because, I don't even know, like in our last video, when we were kind of giving an update if this was pre or post of everything that was happening. But, you know, we had those two things planned. We had a cruise plan, Nay's birthday plan.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to obviously cancel all that and go through all that. But it sucked today because I'm like, we're sitting there like eating, right? We're eating food. And... my phone goes off and I look down and it's like a calendar reminder and it said Fast and Furious 9. I was like, so yeah, that was kind of sad. So that does suck.
I've noticed that that Google's starting to do that now where it'll alert you like if you have like a movie, because I was going through my calendar because I want to start getting better at telling people happy birthday because I'm terrible at it. So I was like, I'm going to start putting people's birthdays in there to like yearly reminders, and I like went through and I was like, why is there a reminder for this movie? What is happening? And I was looking, I was like, oh, that's dope. That's from a movie like we watched a few months ago that like added a reminder by itself. Like, hey, don't miss this movie.
I didn't even know I did it by itself. I always add mine. I add everything into my calendar. No, my calendar's packed. My calendar has so much stuff in it. Everything in there. Because it's so easy. Because like it adds it to both my phones. Because I have two phones. Plus it adds it to my Google Home. So like when I was working, I'd wake up and I would say, good morning, Google. And it'd be like, good morning, Patrick. Here is your daily reminder. And it would tell me what was on my calendar. And so it's like just so easy to have everything kind of corresponding with each other. So, yeah. Even though we weren't doing any sponsored, Google, give me a call. Because I can afford it.